Once again, it is that time of year where I sit down and chat with some of the chief executives of the UK's and indeed the world's leading sight loss charities. Today, it is the turn of a regular contributor, Matt Stringer, the chief executive of RNIB. Thank you very much for joining us again, Matt.
Hello, Alan. I can't believe the year's gone and here we are again doing this. This is my third. I think for us in the first half of the year, there were two big focuses and achievements. I think one was influencing the testing, but particularly the vaccine rollout process to make sure that blind and partially sighted people were properly taken account of in terms of comms, in terms of how the process worked. We were very influential with the vaccines minister, Nadim Zahawi. We had a few meetings with his team. We ended up training thousands of volunteers giving the vaccine, and I'm sure a lot of people had a very positive experience. I'm sure there were still some lumpy bits across the country, but I think it sort of showed the RNIB acting at its best in being able to influence what was a fairly major national effort. And I think that was a big highlight, if you like, for the first part of the year, because it was a very important thing that we showed our ability to influence. And then the other thing, a bit more internal, was sort of moving through the statutory inquiry. And it sounds a bit dry, but actually we completed the work with the Charity Commission in the summer. And clearly it was a very dark time for the RNIB. But we've come out of it a better organisation. And I think coming out of that in June, with all the changes we've made around governance and leadership and our financial controls and our comms, management of our subsidiaries, management of data, has all, you know, given us a really strong platform now to look forward really positively. So I think 2021 did feel very different to 2020, actually. But I think those two things in the first half of the year, I think, were really positive things I look back on with quite a lot of pride.
There were some pretty good collaborations through the year as well with the Bank of England and Tactile Money. There's MasterCard, you know, so there's been a lot of collaboration with some pretty big names and some pretty big global names, all in the name of accessibility and breaking down barriers. And even things like See Sport Differently kicking off with the likes of British Blind Sport and Sport England. So despite perhaps restrictions varying as they were, there was still a lot of big pieces of work going on.
You know, being seen as a very responsible, capable organisation by a host of external partners, as you say. And I think, you know, our strategy going forward is to really try and work with, you know, government, local government, corporate partners, academia, other elements in the third sector, health service, to bring about some real societal change to make society work better for blind and partially sighted people. And I think all the things you mentioned, whilst in themselves are very valid initiatives, are all part of that push to try and get society to work better, whether it's technology, whether it's packaging, whether it's design, whether it's cash, you know, in the case of the Bank of England, you know, whether it's working with the health service on the pathway, working with the other VI sector charities to optimize our sort of campaigning muscle. All those things, I think, have been really positive lessons for us this year, I think, to show that we are an organisation that can do a lot and people want to partner with. And once we do partner, you know, add the two sort of halves of a partnership together, the whole has always seemed to be better than the sum of the parts, actually. So I'm very pleased with all the things you've mentioned. And there's lots of other examples that we've worked with partners in a variety of spaces. And I think it gives us confidence for next year that actually we can go forwards and be quite bullish and ambitious, actually, at you know, exploiting those partnerships to deliver a variety of things which should make society work better for blind and partially sighted people.
We will look in just a moment, Matt, at 2022, try and look ahead a little bit. I mean, we just scratched the surface on some of the things that have happened in 2021. It'd need to be a much longer interview to go into things in greater detail. But is there something that you would say has really stood out for you for 2021?
Two or three things, really. I mean, some of which we've touched on. I mean, I think the achievement of working through the statutory inquiry with the Charity Commission was a very necessary, focused activity and has been, in a funny way, a good thing for the RNIB to sort of cause itself to pull its socks up. And so getting that completed in June, you know, was a moment of quiet satisfaction, honestly, because it wasn't necessarily going to go as well as it ultimately did. And so that is one moment I do take a sort of moment to reflect on, that that was a few people in the organisation working very hard and taking the organisation with us to make those changes, and that was a big achievement. I think, you know, some of the partnerships we've mentioned, so we just take one and use that. So we did the What's in Store initiative in August in a pop-up shop in Hammersmith, making the point that packaging didn't work for blind and partially sighted people, building on the relationship we'd already had with Kellogg's working on cereal packaging. And the fact that we had pretty much every main grocery retailer, every main FMCG company, you know, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, etc., turning up, a variety of other people in the industry, manufacturers, you know, again, showed our ability to sort of command attention. And I think that was a really important moment for the organisation to build a lot of confidence about the fact that we have a point of view, we have something to say, and actually people want to engage with us on it. So that was a sort of, I think, quite an important moment for us as an organisation, actually. I think in retrospect, it will appear to be quite an important moment, actually. And then the final thing, part of, you know, the work within the SI has been to improve the governance and leadership. And we've got broadly within the last 2 years, a new set of trustees, you know, a new chair, Anna, from a year ago. And actually really trying to make sure that we're, you know, led by blind and partially sighted people, the lived experiences front and centre of the decisions that we're making. And actually having a lot of our customers virtually, to be fair, at that session because of COVID restrictions, but joining the trustees and talking very, you know, authentically, very influentially, actually, to the trustees about life as, you know, being blind and partially sighted and some of the challenges, you know, whether it's working with the health service, whether it's accessing services, whether it's navigating daily challenges in society. I think it was a really powerful session, and I think has been, you know, an important part of showing that the organization's leadership is just sort of massively attuned and wanting to know all those sort of issues and folding those into what we do. You know, we really are listening and hearing what people are telling us and really making that an integral part of our strategy and planning.
Well, talking of strategy and planning and looking forward to, well, you know, where 2022 is on the doorstep, well, what does that show or what does that have in store for R&IB?
We look forward with some confidence to next year. A lot of what I've said so far to answer questions has been about work done to sort of set the R&IB up to be in a positive place to look forward with ambition, and not only in terms of our infrastructure and all those sorts of things, but also, you know, building that outward looking strategy to try and affect societal change in the UK. And I think part of what the next financial year, next sort of 12 to 15 months looks like, is us really going out with some confidence to make a difference. That's what we should be judged on over the next 12 months. And that's a variety of things in our strategy. You know, so I can talk, you know, slightly conceptually about this point about making a difference. What does it mean? Well, it's having tangible plans on things like education. So improving the number of qualified teachers within the VI curriculum to make sure that blind and partially sighted kids going through education get an equal chance to sighted kids. It's about employment, getting more blind and partially sighted people into work and working with a number of employers and organisations that help blind and partially sighted people into work to get more people into work and be measured on that. It's around technology, making sure that we can spread technology and the support needed around that to more blind and partially sighted people to really enable their participation in society, whether it's work, play, doesn't matter, communication. You know, it's about design, I mentioned, making sure that design, some major areas of design in society become more accessible. And it's about working with the NHS and a variety of other people involved, such as ophthalmologists and optometrists, to improve the eye health pathway, the clinical experience that people go through if they're diagnosed with an eye health issue. And we're sort of uniquely well placed to be able to drive some benefits, some improvements to process and sort of outcomes across the NHS eye health pathway, all of which we should be able to show discernible results and improvements from where we are starting from. And I think, you know, in a year's time, hopefully, Alan, we're talking and I'm telling you about all the good stuff we've done and achieved and we can point to on those topics.
Indeed, here is to a confident 2022. Matt, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Look forward to catching up with you again in January. And thank you for joining us, as always, on R&IB Connect Radio.
Well, Alan, look, Merry Christmas to you and to all the staff at Connect Radio and to everyone who listens and bothers to sort of tune in every week to hear me talk. You know, and don't take it for granted. It's a great opportunity for me to sort of try and explain what's happening, I hope, honestly and openly every week to your listeners. And, you know, look forward to keep going with that routine through next year. So happy Christmas and speak to you soon.